Joining us, we have Brian Eason with the Denver Post and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Coming out of a very divisive presidential election year, the country is still divided politically. We have a split legislature here with Republicans in control of the Senate, Democrats the House. Ed, we didn't see a lot of that national messaging impact some of the legislation here.
Yeah, I think there was a feeling of pragmatism that overtook the legislature this year. I think it actually stems a little bit from 2 years in which virtually nothing got done in 2015 and 16, and the legislature hearing from constituents during the election season, hey, we'd actually like some help with transportation. Hey, we'd actually like some help with funding our hospitals. Hey, we'd actually like some help being able to put up condos and affordable housing because the law doesn't really allow us to do so now. And they got to work on it. It was actually quite shocking how much was able to get done this year between $1.9 billion in transportation funding and a construction defects reform bill that should spur building and hospitals that are going to save $528 million they otherwise would have lost. I think people just realized they had to do something, and they did.
Legislative leaders in both parties feel like they've had a lot of wins. Most folks feel pretty good about how things played out.
And about halfway through, I think that might have come to a surprise to a lot of us. House Bill 1242 is supposed to be this big, grand compromise on transportation. It fell apart in the Senate, even though it had the Senate president and the transportation chair on board. I think there was definitely a moment where people were wondering, is anything big going to get done this session? Construction defects was still on the rocks. Hospital funding was at risk. There were pending cuts to schools that everyone was upset about, and it really didn't look like anything was going to come together. I think what you saw was rural interests really joining with more urban Democratic interests and putting together a grand compromise on issues that weren't necessarily partisan.
And it's worth noting in the Senate, there's only one seat majority for Republicans, and we have a diverse caucus in that chamber. You do have folks that are more moderate, other people that aren't, but you don't need too many people to suddenly get something through that Democrats are okay with.
And the Senate's always been that way in terms of not just working on the other side of the aisle to get things through, but working on the other side of the aisle to block things. You know, it's probably worth noting, too, that legislature shouldn't get a complete pass. There were a number of things they couldn't agree on. They couldn't agree on regulatory reform. They couldn't come anywhere close to agreeing on liquor sales reform, despite four different opportunities to do so. And in the end, they couldn't agree even on extending the life of the Colorado Energy Office and what policy should be there. And I think that signals part of a bigger divide that's going on a subject that will remain and even grow more divisive, and that's oil and gas regulations. I think in 2018, we're going to see some big fights over that because nothing at all changed on that this year.
Definitely, and there were several efforts to try to work on oil and gas issues that just completely got nowhere. We also had the annual messaging bills on abortion and guns and those types of things that failed. How about pot clubs and people smoking marijuana on porches? Talk about that, Brian. It came down to the last day.
That was one of the weirdest fights of the session. This bill went back and forth the conference committee and the House floor, and the issue was the exact number of people who could smoke pot on a porch, and whether those people could be visible or had to be fenced in from public view. It was a crazy debate, and at the end of the day, both Republicans and Democrats joined together to kill it.
Thanks, Brian Eason with the Denver Post, Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and this was Capital Conversation.